If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning and welcome back to our second hour of the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we're heading into 2018. And we do want to remind you that we are here from 6 o'clock every Saturday morning, starting your day, hopefully in a positive way. And, you know, trying to just uplift and just kind of give you some amazing information about some great guests that we have here. Of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting. Do not wait until conditions are perfect to begin. Begin making the conditions perfect yourself. With that, you know, sometimes we have to do, you know, some things that we can be in control of. So we're not just sitting around waiting for everybody else to change. So with that, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And we're wishing you an amazing 2018. And with that, 2018 sometimes has some, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves when we were talking about what really matters, you know, in 2018. What really matters to you? And kind of just, you know, take a moment to kind of digest where you've been in 2017. What worked? What didn't work? You know, what you want more of? What you want less of? Just really don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. You know, a lot of times we set these goals and then we fail right off the bat. So instead of setting goals, just intentions of what we want to do a little bit different. So with that, I'd love to give out our phone number here. And that phone number is 0008, 419-0008. That is the number that we'd like to share because we'd love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. Also, we'd love to hear from you. And again, if you have a business or an event or something that you would like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, we would love to work with you. With that, also, we want to make sure that you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. Also, we have our podcast that you can go on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, listen to our shows anytime after, or our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. And also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and we hope that you're already receiving it. And if you aren't, when you call in, please give us your email so that we can share that with you. With that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, lots of fun at the LA Zoo. LA Zoo lights continue all the way through to January 7th. You got to see it, folks. The wonderful animals at the zoo that made LA Zoo so famous. Now they have lights for the holiday and Christmas season. Still fun all the way through to January 7th. We have food, lots of it. Hometown Buffet, Holiday Feast, located in Oxnard, also Santa Maria. Lure Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and also Santa Barbara. And finally, for breakfast, the best breakfast in town, it is Pete's Breakfast House, and you will find them at 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. That is a great place to go with friends, family. Pete's Breakfast House, win it with Kim Pagano.
There you go. Let's just start off with that. And of course, Pete's Breakfast House. I'd love to share a couple gift certificates for that. We got all our family probably in or maybe just leaving, but there's always time for a good meal. And so we'd love to do that and share that here on the Kim Pagano Show. I would like to introduce our first guest. And of course, we've got Faith Collins. And her book is Tips. Tips for Raising a Happy Child. It's interesting, I feel like our society has changed a lot in the sense that there's a lot of kids that have really bad depression. And so really knowing some tips to raising a happy child, I wonder if that really can make a definite difference. I'm interested to talk with Faith about that. Also, we've got Dr. Phil Willingham, and he is going to be joining us talking about the most powerful voice in your life. Interesting. I wonder who that is. So again, please stay with us and join us. We're here all the way till 8 o'clock. And if you're just waking up with us, we start our show at 6 o'clock. And that's a whole nother hour with different guests. So again, I'm wishing and hoping that you are moving into 2008 with some really great stuff that you can just have a great, safe, happy, healthy life. With that, let's bring our first guest on. Faith, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Of course. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Yeah. So I work with as a parenting coach. I also work in the classroom and teach in early childhood trainings. And I really love to work with parents and toddlers together, toddlers and preschoolers, to figure out how people can life that they and their children both love, right? And I've really done a lot of dives into the research of, you know, what effect does parenting style have and how can we work on doing the things that research shows works and how can we do it in a way that feels good?
Wow. Okay. You know, I've never heard of a parenting coach. I think that's really cool. You know, and so how do you work with people like that? I mean, is it the way they parent their kids that might be, you know, not as good as another parent or what? You know, it's interesting. I'm going to actually back up. You know, we only are parenting from what we've learned from our own parents, correct? And so what is your background on that?
Well, my parents were both teachers.
Okay.
And I have a little girl who's turning 4 in January. So okay. I'm right there in the trenches with my readers and with all of those parents. And, you know, what I discovered working in the classroom with toddlers is that, you know, when children are babies, their job is to just let us know what they need, and our job is to try and fulfill all their needs as quickly and completely as we can. But then once they become upright And they become, you know, real. They have their own opinions, and their opinions, their needs and wants aren't the same anymore. And so we want to be responsive parents, but if we just do everything they want, then we end up with little dictators, right? And so how does the relationship change? And what is a healthy parent-toddler relationship look like? And it turns out that the research shows that healthy parent-toddler relationships are relationships that are mutually responsive. Mm. So we don't stop being responsive to them, but we have to support them in learning how to be responsive to us.
Wow, I like that. I mean, you don't think that, you know, little kids understand, you know, the mutual agreement kind of thing. But I actually think they actually do. Kids really, I have four children and now three grandchildren and one more on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
I know. Thank you. And so, but it's interesting. I really think that they want to be treated and know what's right and what's wrong and, you know, kind of more equal. Not
yeah.
equal, because I always say, you don't want to be their friend. My mom used to say, I'm your mother first and then your friend second, you know. But I think...
Yeah, well, and, you know, the research really shows that one type of parenting is head and shoulders above the rest in terms of producing happy, healthy, productive adults. And this type of parenting is when we have high levels of warmth and high expectations. And, you know, when we are with toddlers, it often feels like we have to choose. Do we hold that boundary or do we, are we warm and fuzzy and connecting? And, you know, what I really look at is how can we maintain high levels of warmth while also having high expectations? You know, and a lot of parenting books suggest, oh, we'll do this by explaining and convincing, right? Explain why you want them to do what you want them to do and then convince them it's the right thing. But anyone who spends time with toddlers and preschoolers knows that that's not that effective, right? You can explain till you're blue in the face. And so how do we get buy-in from kids? How do we get them to want to do what we want to do? We do it by making what we ask enjoyable and engaging when we can. And then we help them follow through with what we've asked. Because we're helping them learn to be responsive to us, to respond quickly and positively to us.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. But now, before you came on, I talked about there's a lot of kids that have depression. And what's your thought on that?
Yeah, you know, this is something I think today's parents especially, like, we're so scared of our children's negative feelings, and we want to just smooth the way for them, right? But unfortunately, when we smooth all of the difficulties out of our children's way, that doesn't actually make them more resilient. Instead, it tends to make children less able to deal with adversity and more anxious, and it increases anxiety and possibility of depression. What makes children happy is not avoiding being unhappy. It's learning how to get over being unhappy.
Mm.
And so, you know, rather than trying to always make everything okay for our children, how can they learn to get over disappointment if we never allow them to be unhappy in the first place? So really letting children have their emotions, but then teaching them, you don't just get stuck in your tantrums and your big negative emotions. You support your children in learning to move through those negative emotions and out the other side.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you know, when you do your parent coaching, talk to us a little bit about that. Is there parents that, you know, maybe, I mean, obviously, let's just take out the norm or the abnorm, I guess I would say, you know, the parents that maybe have a drinking problem or the parents that have, you know, are going through a divorce. How do you, you know, how do you deal with those through a parenting coaching, you know, in the everyday life of a child? Because my parents got a divorce when I was 16, and that was really traumatic. I was 16, though. Can you imagine what these little people are thinking? You know, they have to share their parents now, and they
yeah.
might have to go half to one parent and half to another, or I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, I am really, you know, I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm a parenting coach. And so I have absolutely worked with parents going through divorce, and we talk about how can we protect your children? How can we help your children, you know, be able to go through this big transition as healthfully and supportively as possible? And there are absolutely things that we can do to, you know, and what do you do when suddenly you aren't in charge of what happens to them when they're at the other parent's house and they act out when they come home? Like, what types of responses can you do to help your child settle back into your house much more quickly? Like, those are the types of things that I absolutely can support parents with. But I also work with just with parents who are, you know, regular, like, there's no crisis going on. It's just, you know, how do you set up a healthy relationship with your child? Mm. And, you know, we hear so much about healthy attachment, right? But the research shows that about 1 in 3 children are not securely attached with their parents. And that relationship is one that you absolutely can work on and change, but you have to do it more consciously if it hasn't kind of magically happened. And so that's something that, you know, how do you connect with a child who just seems to push all of their buttons?
How do you?
You know, a big thing is, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I'd be a better parent if my kid would just be better.
Yeah.
But the problem is we can't rely on we can't wait for our kids to change before we change,
mm-hmm.
right? We have to be the ones to lead. And when we change, our children can change in response to us. And so looking at, well, what are ways that children feel connected? And one of the things I talk about in my book is, you know, I looked at, well, ways that children feel connected. I came up with a little saying to help you in the moment is, if you want to connect with your child, don't forget to smile. We have children feel connected through singing, through movement and touch, through imagination, through love and affection, and then through exaggeration and humor. And those are things, you know, a lot of the time that young kids say no to us, we feel like they are, you know, they are pitting themselves against us, right?
Right.
Or they're establishing their individuality, or they're, you know, they're separating from us. But the reality is, children don't want to separate from us. They want to connect with us. And most of the time that young children say no, it's not because they want to be separate from us. What they're really saying is, I don't feel as connected to you right now as I wish I did.
Hmm.
And this is why if a young child says no, and we turn our request into a game, that no often just melts away. And it's not because they've forgotten that they want to be their own individual. We're not tricking them. We're responding to their request for connection. And then they're able to be responsive to us too.
Right, right. Faith, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give out some LA Zoo light tickets. And I'm telling you, it's so much fun talking about taking your kids and raising happy child and children. This is really fun because when you can go, to museums or to, the zoo or places like that, you're really connecting as a family or as a one-on-one. And so I'd love to share that, and I'd love to give out a family pack. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we've got the zoo lights that are going till January 7th. And then of course, after that, we have passes that are just ready for the zoo. And so we'd love to share that. All right, call us 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500. Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Ventura Water has partnered with The Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our guest right now is Faith Collins. We're talking about tips for raising a happy child. And so, Faith, you know, thank you so much for staying with us. My question to you is, there's a lot of kids out there that are now, you know, diagnosed with ADD or autism or, you know, different things. What's your thought and how can parents work with those kind of kids?
Yeah, you know, it seems like all of our children come in with their own challenges.
Yes.
Right. I have a 3-year-old and she had apraxia of speech. So she could understand speech, but she couldn't produce it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it just feels like such a disaster when, you know, oh my gosh, my own child is not perfect. Right.
Like, yeah. Well, welcome to the world. Okay. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And I think there are a couple things. Of course, we find good therapists who are a good match with our family and with our children, and we do those things. But we also can really trust in our children, right? And that they will unfold, and that we work on our relationship more than just working on skills. Other things that we can do are making sure that they have lots of time to play outside. Right, as much time outside as possible. Outside play has really has shown to decrease the symptoms of ADHD, and also is really great for children with autism, and children with motor planning issues. Children like almost many of the issues that are out there. More time outside is really nurturing for children in all the great ways.
Wow, that's a really good idea. You know, it's interesting because so many kids are brought up on computers and laptops now, and you know, where we would be outside until the lights came on.
Mm-hmm.
Totally
mm-hmm.
different upbringing. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I know that I have twins that are my grandsons, and they were born at 29 and a half weeks, and so they are sleep or speech delayed. And you could see them trying, you know. And so, you know, there's people that or parents that might get, you know, I see my daughter, my son-in-law, well, they're talking better now, you know, but they go, they have a speech therapist, we just keep working with them. And, it, mm-hmm. you know, it's something that we have to be their biggest advocate.
Yep.
So, but I know it's hard in a coupleship of sometimes, you know, I lost a baby and you know, if a husband or somebody can't fix your child, it's really difficult. And so you feel like you're the failure. So there's a lot of things that interact with our children and our families and our couplehood.
Yeah. And also, you know, even children who are, you know, quote unquote normal, like they will, whatever our own issues are, having children will bring those issues up.
Right.
Like it is just inevitable. It is. And in a way, you know, it's each time a child pushes our buttons, it really is an opportunity for growth.
Right.
It's an opportunity for us to deal with our own stuff and to respond in a different way than what our gut reaction is.
Right.
And, you know, one of the both the best and the worst things about parenting is that we will always have another chance.
Right. This is
our children
true.
Will always do it again, and we will always have the chance to respond differently.
Right. But, you know, when you say we always have another chance, my kids are all older now. Okay. And, you know, and so my message to it goes by very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And take that moment. I've always been, you know, working and, but I, you know, my husband and I would trade off when our kids, you know, so I would go to work when he came home and vice versa. But that goes by very fast. Spend some time, you know, having at least a meal with your whole family. Look at your children's eyes, talk to them, try to listen to them. And as they get older, it's harder because, you know, sometimes my kids are like, Mom, you know, you've got so many things going on. And I try to sit down and talk to them, but it's sometimes hard to connect with them at this point. And so it's something that you kind of have to wait for them to come around again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those toddlers and preschooler years really are so important in terms of setting the tone for our whole relationship for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, I have to agree.
It's not something to wait on. It's something to try again the very next time.
Right, and I really believe that, you know, whatever your religious status is or whatever your family, it's very important to have that those guidelines for kids and those boundaries. Because I think that they grow up, even if they don't end up doing it, at least they have something in their life, a tradition, something that I can see as my kids get older now, some of the traditions that I thought and I started with them and they didn't do for a long time are coming back around.
Yeah, now that they're having their own children.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and I love that. And I see, you know, my daughter's husbands are like, oh yeah, you know, that was really good that you started that. I was like, oh, I can't even believe she's doing that again. You know, so those are staples in their life.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things about, you know, creating a life. I mean, my book is Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers. Create a life that you and your child both love.
Yeah.
Right. And like, how do we do that? And, you know, having traditions and having rituals and having times that we set aside for connection.
Right.
Like those are so important. And how do we actually make those times connecting? I mean, we just went through the holiday season and, you know, I'm sure there were some times that were connecting and then some times that were just, you know, disconnecting where everything falls apart.
Right.
And so how can we set those times for connection so that they actually connect rather than it just feeling like you have too many, you know, there are too many moving pieces and your children start acting out because they're not getting enough attention from you because you're trying to get the Christmas dinner fixed and there are 10,000 relatives around. And so that's really, you know, one of the things that we look at. How can we set these up so that it actually feels connecting? What are the things to leave aside?
Right. And, you know, I know that we're in a world of 24/7, and I feel that so many people try to keep their kids busy all the time, a sport after a sport after sport. And you know what? sometimes just doing nothing and learning to do nothing, or to go out and just kick a ball in the, you know, outside, or take a nature walk, or go shopping and just walking and talking. And, you know, there's so many things that you could do that don't cost anything. And so I challenge my listeners to just make sure that they're taking a walk, that they're just enjoying what we have here on Earth. So again, Faith, where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon. You can also find it on my website, which is joyfultoddlers.com. And my book, again, is Joyful Toddlers and Preschoolers, Create a Life That You and Your Child Both Love.
I love it. I love it. Is this your only book?
It is.
Well, congratulations. All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, happy holidays, happy new year, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with everyone.
Great. I sure will. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Phil Willingham. And, of course, we're going to be talking about the most powerful voice in your life and how we can communicate internally. So it's all about, you know, really knowing what you say is what you mean, I guess I would say there. So, again, I'd love to give out something. And we've got Lure Fish House. And I tell you, it's one of my favorites. Every time I go there, I find, like, another hidden jewel. So they've got restaurants in Camarillo, in Westlake, in Santa Barbara, and right here in Ventura. So, again, call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And make sure you leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to say, I know, thank gosh, that the fires are a little more in control. Are they like 50% still?
No, I think it's about 99%.
Okay,
it's
so
almost
done.
Completely
Gosh,
finished.
What a nightmare for such a long time for so many people. And I know that people are meeting with their insurances, and some are finding out how much insurances they have, how much they don't. And I know that we've had a lot of people that have asked how can they help, and, you know, where can they send things, where can they have donations, and I don't know. We just know that, in a little while, just like all the other tragedies in our world. Sometimes, you know, all the people that have been there helping, the first responders and all that, will be gone. And then is when we all need the big help. And so if we need some support in talking to each other, or, you know, you need someone to really share your thoughts, and, you know, sometimes we all feel like, why this happened to me, or why, you know, why our street, or why our family? You know, we don't know. We really don't know. This is our journey. We all have a journey. And but I would love to be able to share and maybe put together a support group for people that just need to talk to other people and need some reasoning to know that you're all going through it. You're all going through it together. I mean, sometimes it makes sense, and that's really what the beauty of my show is, and we call it The Brighter Side, but it's how did we get there? How did we get to where we are? And of course, there's lessons through life, and we need to look at those lessons, and sometimes, you know, it's not all about the materialistic things in our life, but yet at the same time, we feel like we are, you know, lost in that moment. Lost if you've lost a loved one, lost if you've loved, you know, lost all your belongings. And where do we pick up the pieces? How do we pick up the pieces? That's really the question on the table. And some of us do it better than others. And some of us, that's where we fall into our depressions, or we fall into a place where we think we can't lift ourselves up. And that's where my show comes in, is how can we pick each other up? And if you've gone through a tragedy in your life, or you've gone through a loss in your life, or you've gone through a growth in your life, how do you turn around and help the next person in line? That's what this world is about. And there's so many people out there that take the time and take the, you know, the initiative to be out there helping other people. And you're never alone. That's really the big thing. And Tom, you probably hear of tons of people, you know, through your show too, of what we've gone through in our lives, right?
Yes, definitely. And this was 1,000 units or something terrible. And that's 1,000 individual house units. That's not the apartments that burned. It's just catastrophic. But like you say, there's a house that survives and there's a house that burns. There's one that's partial. It's just, it reaches out in so many different ways.
Right. And so I just really want you to know that going into 2018, that you're not alone. There's people here that really care about you. They might not know how to help you. And this is when we really need you to have a voice and to let us know. Let us know what we can do. There's restaurants out there. There's stores. There's businesses that want to reach out. And so this is really what we need to know, how to communicate, how to be there for you. And so again, you know, if you can reach out to the people in our lives, the community, your churches, your temples, your whatever it is that you belong to, and maybe you need that in your life right now. Maybe there's a point where you haven't needed that, and now you need that. Don't let yourself just be alone. There's a whole human race out there that wants to help you. So I just really wanted to share that with you. And for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. And our next guest is Dr. Phil Willingham. And he's going to be talking about the most powerful voice in your life. Dr. Willingham, are you there?
I sure am, Ms. Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about who you are. And I'm kind of interested to know, the most powerful voice in your life, is it yourself? Is it your voice?
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much. It's just an honor to be with you and the audience. Yeah, you know, I grew up in the South, grew up in Alabama, grew up in a believer's home, Christian home. Dad was a pastor. So I grew up in church, and I grew up around a lot of you know, positive messages as far as great parents, six of us kids. But in that whole process, I began to discover very young even how powerful words can be to us. You know, I think it was somebody, you know, once said that, you know, you are what you think about all day long. And most people discover very young that the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We know that's not true.
This is very true. I used to say that to my children, and yet at the same time, they can be so hurtful.
Absolutely. And the process, Kim, is simply the fact that once you hear something, we have a tendency to begin to repeat that stuff. And if you hear something long enough and it starts getting ingrained in you over and over, it begins to become truth to you. And what studies say that, you know, we can speak about 120 words per minute, some more, some less, but we can think at the rate of about 1,300 words a minute. So you stop and think about that. If you have 10 minutes of negative, destructive, discouraging words, that's 13,000 messages that's getting pumped into your spirit, into your framework, into your mind. And so what I talk about in my book is that most all of us understand, you know, words can build up, words can destroy, you know, words that we hear in our head start impacting our life and our relationships, our career, our family, hey, even our health. I mean, there's all kinds of studies out there. So it's not so much what we hear, is what do we do with that after we've heard it? How do we replay that? And again, if you hear something negative, you replay the negative. If you hear something positive, you replay the positive.
Right. It's interesting, you know, how can you, and I'm going to take this probably in a whole different direction. That's just how my brain always works.
Okay.
you know, is how, if somebody says something negative to you, and maybe it's not exactly negative, but it's their opinion. And so, but you feel good about yourself. How can you stay with your feeling about what you think and not let that feeling, you know, enter and hijack you? What's your thought on that?
And that's a great question, Kim.
Thank you.
And you know what I try to, you know, tell people and lead people in the fact that I think everything that flows through us has to go through a filter process. And as we grow older, that filter process, we become more and more acquainted with it. And you hear something, you've got to kind of filter it. Is this going to take me up? Is it going to take me down? Is this going to build me? Is it going to belittle me? And in my book, I talk about that I stink, you stink, life stinks philosophy that happens to us sometimes.
And, of course, your book, for just anybody that's just tuning in with us or just waking up with us, is Power of Positive Thinking, correct?
It's the most powerful voice in your life is actually the title of it.
Okay.
Most powerful voice in your life, learn how to tame your self-talk. So it's about how do we take the conversations that we've heard. Again, go back when I was a kid. My dad used to always say, you know, Philip Dale, you know, in the South, they always use both of your names
yes.
a lot. But he would say, Philip Dale can play anything that's got strings on it. If he sees an instrument, and he'll learn how to play it. And by the age of 8, I'm playing the guitar, I'm playing a banjo, mandolin, and I was never intimidated by any instrument. But on the same side of that coin, I used to hear my parents say, even the school teachers say, well, you know, Phil struggles in school. He doesn't do good with tests. He struggles to comprehend what he reads. Well, I would hear that. They would write it on your report card back in those days. You know, you had a physical report card you took home. And
yes, I was one of those, yes.
I know I'm telling the age here.
Yeah, but that's good, though. It's all good.
But they would write that down, and I remember my dad saying, hey, you know, Phil, you're probably never going to do real good in school. Don't even know if you'll ever graduate. Hey, you better learn a career. You better get you a good job. Well, and again, I could grow up. I did construction work. I did a lot of stuff with my hands. I end up quitting school, and I'm 16. I have a car accident. There's other things that I talk about in my book, but I quit school. It's not until I'm 30 years old, Kim, I go back and get my GED. I enroll in college, start working, get a bachelor's, a couple different masters. I'm in the ministry. That's my career. I end up getting a doctorate. It wasn't. Now, here's what I tell people. It wasn't because all of a sudden at the age of 30 I got smart and God baptized me with brains, but I began to talk to myself differently about books.
I love that. I love that. You started to believe in yourself and be your own best friend.
Absolutely. You have to, because, again, we hear stuff. Now certainly, I think from my faith-based background, the Lord will put people in your life that can help you. And I always tell people this, and again, it's from the faith-based side. When the devil wants to mess you up, he puts a person in your life. When God wants to bless you, he puts a person in your life. What we have to do is to discern, is this person going to help me or hurt me? Mm-hmm. Are they going to lift me up or tear me down? And we have to discern that process. And this book is kind of built around how do you get rid of that stinking thinking? How do you change your self-talk? And number one, just recognize what's happening to you. Because I'm sure you know as well as I know with your career, as many people you've rubbed shoulders with, it's not so much what happens to a person that determines their success or their failure. It's what happens in that person.
That's right.
I've known people who had a lot worse thing happen to them than other people, and they climbed out of it. They got through it because they begin to change. I can't control what happens to me every day. I can certainly control what happens inside of me.
How refreshing. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. We're talking with Dr. Phil. What was your middle name?
Willingham.
Philip Dale. Okay, I love that. And so you are a doctor now?
I am. I have a doctorate in ministry.
Wow, congratulations. You know what's interesting? When you said that about what your father said, I have four children and my two boys, I used to say they had a need for speed, and if you couldn't bounce it, they weren't interested. Okay. So it kind of went down a little bit of what your dad said to you. And yet at the same time, and one of my sons races go-karts all over the world and has been, you know, huge in the industry. And then my other one was huge in skateboarding. But they didn't love to study or read or anything. And now, honestly, it's kind of the same thing. They're still in their 20s, but they're finding each other of who they are, you know, and it just takes people a little bit longer. And so we shouldn't. I mean, you're absolutely right. But I mean, you know, we shouldn't put words or thoughts, because I think when you're thinking things, those are just quiet prayers, aren't they?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, they absolutely, you know, repetition. I talk about it. A lot of people when I'm counseling or even when I'm ministering, you know, repetition is a pretty convincing argument. All you have to do is ask a parent. You know, when the kid, mama, can I, daddy, can I, please let me, you know, when they constantly repeat, and again, if you hear something long enough, it gets grained in you, you know, life scripts begin to get etched in like voices. And when you hear, that's what I'm constantly telling parents. You know, with the kids don't need to hear you're stupid or you're lazy, you're good for nothing, or you're just like your dad, and you're, because what happens, that puts them down a path where, again, it's not so much about what happens to you. It's what's the story that you tell yourself about what happens to you.
This is so true.
It's that story that you begin to constantly repeat. It's like playing a tape. It's like, playing a recording. And it begins to form that personality, that character. And even, you know, your view in life. And what happens is that layer by layer, our self-image, you know, gets created. And in time, if those are the words, because, you know, my oldest daughter, let me tell you this quick. So my oldest daughter, Sunshine, I talk a little bit about her, but she was born with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine's now 40 years old. She works in the office with us in our preschool and daycare here at the church. Tremendous relational abilities. But Down's, will do their self-talk out loud. When Sunshine gets upset, she'll go to her room or she'll go somewhere behind closed doors, go to her office, and you can hear her talking to herself.
Wow, and it's just very interesting.
It's much like what you and I do. We just don't talk out loud. You know, we do the same self-talk about a situation. Some people call it mulling things over, meditating. And what happens is, with Sunshine, she'll
Did you say meditating?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. I never heard of that before. Meditating. Okay.
Yeah. You just get, and that's what happens when when somebody said something, and again, you go back to I stink, you stink, life stink. If somebody says something to you, and that puts you to a discouraging, despondent, despair moment. You start feeling sorry for yourself, but then you start, I stink. I messed up. I'm a bad person. But then if that stays with you, here's what I found out in my life. I begin to meditate on that. I start saying, you stink. And I start, you're no good. I get mad at you, and I start trying to justify and reason. But ultimately, it moves people to start saying life stinks. And when you start saying life stinks, now you've morphed into not just you and others. God's against you. The world's against you. Everybody's against you. It's unfair. And that absolutely will drive you to a low point where it's very hard to come out of that if you don't recognize what's happening inside of you.
Wow, that's interesting. So let me ask you, okay, as we're heading in to 2018, and is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. Yes, it is. That's awesome. As you're moving in to 2018, we were just talking with one of our other guests, and we were talking about what really matters going into the next year.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
Well, I think certainly, I'm always very, very excited about a new day. You get a do-over. You get a mulligan, brand new year, 2018. It's the year of the dog. I mean, when you start looking at what, Chinese, they always name it. So it's the year of the dog. Scientists are saying it's the year of the earthquake. There's going to be more earthquakes. Now, you can look everywhere and start seeing where there's positive, there's negative things. I think, for me personally, is how do we understand, like Proverbs, Solomon, when he writes, he writes in one place, I think it's Proverbs 15, he says that it's a wholesome tongue that's a tree of life, and pleasant words are like honeycomb. And when you begin to understand that we have the ability within ourselves to help start forming, what's our projection going to be? What are we going to look at? We're going to see the future as seeing it in anticipation of there's a brand new year out there that hadn't been touched yet. Am I going to make some mistakes? Yeah. Am I going to fail? Yeah. But how will I handle that? And I think how we talk to ourselves, how we view what's my motive and what's my attitude, my thoughts and words and actions going to be, I think that's going to be one of the key things in a person's life that determines whether or not this year is a success or it will be chalked up as another failure for people.
Wow, that's pretty strong right there.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, again, I love talking to you. I love your passion, and I'd love to continue talking to you. Where do my listeners find your book?
Awesome. Kim, they can go to our website, which is just docphilw.com, and they can get it, pick it up there. They can go to Amazon. It's available through Amazon. You can download it for your Kindle, iBook. It's available all of those places online, things like that. And hey, would love for to put it in their hand. It's a great tool. If you do small group type things, it's got.
Where are you located?
Pardon me.
Where are you located?
Well, I'm located. I live in Indiana.
Okay.
I pastor right out of Chicago. I'm up in Northwest Indiana, about an hour and 15 minutes east of Chicago.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So let me ask you just to wrap it up. What are the most common twisted thinking?
Yeah. Going back, I think those three biggies, and there's a lot of things that has some that can break off, but that I stink, you stink, life stink is a tremendous struggle for so many people that I counsel, so many people that I talk with over the years, of just having stories in their life, events has happened.
And they're carrying that story on for the next year, correct?
And they're not, you know, that's the reason why on the faith-based side, I tell people we have to have, you know, Christ to help us rewrite the story. Mm-hmm. I talk to people have all kind of horrible events, but you can rewrite the ending of that story.
I love it. Again, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please share our show with everyone. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy. And I thank you so much for being here.
Kim, thank you so much.
You got
it. God bless you guys.
Thank you. You too. All right. We are at the end of our second hour, the end of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I just want to wish all of you a happy new year, a healthy new year, and really good wishes for going into the new year. And of course, I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. May the new year bring joy, peace, and happiness to you and your entire family from the Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot on days of old lang syne?